White shirts? No.
What?
White shirts? No.
They're going to be white shirts, yeah, for sure.
Wow.
They're going to be white shirts. They're going to be Sunday all day. So, Harrell, the idea is you don't have to send your kid out of town. You can have a Philadelphia and Miami. Okay. See if they can succeed. Okay. Anyway, let's learn here a little bit. So, I sent, I don't know, did you people see this? This Beis Yosef, right? We basically that I mean before we do the bath. So we had, I think we had a number of questions on the sugya, right? And just to summarize the questions, and then we'll just is that the there were probably about four questions on the sugya. One question is Rashi seemed to say that it's only by a milvah shavu. The whole Reish Lakish is only by a milvah shavu. So it's mashma, the pashtus of Rashi, that he's excluding other forms of chayv, right? The Rabbeinu Gershom says, if I see, now he says chayv. But Rashi says milvah shavu, like a double language. So it's mashma only a hava. The question is, so how did the Gemara compare to Reish Lakish to building a wall, which is not a milvet. The kasha is stronger on Taisus. Taisus says, even a hava, it's only when you're koveya zman. And at least the sma, in that maramakom, the nachas david, that forgot to send you, but at the end we got it there. The sma that nachas david brings says, the reason it is, that when he's koveya zman, he's telling his friend, he's saying that I need the money till then. I don't expect to get paid till then. I need the money till then. So then a person won't pay Tox Mano because I told you, even if it's Amenei Zuzev, I told you I need the money till then. I don't feel any pressure to pay you early. But when there's no Kviyas Man, so then either he doesn't need the, he might, he himself doesn't need the money till then. He didn't tell you that he needs the money till then. So then even Reish Lakish would agree that a person would pay earlier. So by the wall, there's definitely no
Kviyas Man. It doesn't apply.
Yeah, the whole thing doesn't apply, right? Question number two. Question number three, Rekiv Eger asked the Kasha. I don't know if we saw the Rekiv Eger inside. We didn't see Rekiv Eger, I don't think. But it's Rekiv Eger asked the Kasha. It's not in the regular Rekiv Eger, but it's in the some of the Rekiv Egers. Is that how did the Gemara have a Havamina that our Mishnah is a case of Kodem Zmano? Rashi says it means before you built the entire wall. The chiyuv is to pay before the wall is built because they're shutfim. They have to both obligated to build the wall. So your chiyuv doesn't come after the wall is built. Your chiyuv comes before the wall is built, right?
Rabbeinu Yonah asked the same question.
Okay, that's good. And I'm just going through the questions. And the question number four is that there's a steer in Rashi. That Rashi and the Mishnah said that the reason why it's Bechezka Shenosan is because there's a non Sadi that you wouldn't have built it by yourself, you would have taken me to Bezin. And Rashi and the Gemara, when the Gemara said, Hey, Pidami, Idamar, if he says Pradi Bismani, Pshita, so Rashi says it's Pshita because I'm Utskavera, all of Araya. Now, I understand why Rashi didn't say the Anan Sadi, because maybe that's not Pshita. But then why does Rashi in the Mishnah, if the Gemara says it's Pshita for a simple reason of Amos and Mechaveh of Araya, so why would Rashi in the Mishnah bother saying a reason which is not Pshita? So there's like a stira between Rashi and the Mishnah and Rashi and the Gemara. What's the reason behind the Mishnah? Why is Bechezka Shenosan? Rashi and the Gemara says, and the Mishnah says, because there's an umdina that the person would not know Yaboyna Mishalo, and I saw you get up in Bezin. And Rashi and the Gemara says it's simply because Manani Biyadcha and Enecha Biyadiklum, which is a simple din of Amos Mechav Abraya, right? There's a reset afkamina between the two. Rashi and the Mishnah, as far as Medin Vadai, and it would work even if you're not muksik. Rashi and the Gemara, as far as Midin Safik, It would only work if you're muktzeh. Okay, those were, I think, the questions we had. Okay, so what we're deciding to do, I don't know if it's going to be connected or not, but we just have to go a little, get a little bigger overview of this sugya. And it seems that a lot part of the overview of the sugya is also understanding what the answer of kosava v'sava zimnehi means. What does that mean? What's the Gemara's answer? So what? So this is where I sent you a bach. If you, I don't know if you got a chance to read it or not, but basically the bach has a kasha on the Gemara. I mean, he says this is what the pshat on the Torah is, that there's a kasha on the Gemara. Pasha pshat and kol sava v'kafa zimnei. Is the Gemara's kasha was, the Mishnah says, Bechezka Shenosan. So why is it Bechezka Shenosan? It says, if it's Lacher, if it's Toksman, Rish Lakish holds you not Nemen Toksman. Edomai, it's Lacher's man, it's Pshita. So the Gemara's answer is, it's really before the walls built. But the reason why you're Nemen is because in Lomdis it's Lacher's man. And that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah. You would have thought that it's Tolksman. Kamashmanon, it's La'acher's man. Why is it La'acher's man? Because Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei. So which
how many rows were there in the...
I don't know. Whatever in rows, the number of rows there are. It makes no difference.
So why does it help that we change the Zman?
No, because now... let's say there are 10 rows. So on the 9 rows, if he says he paid on the 9th row, on the 9 rows before the 10th row was built. So that's chidah. We would have, without the Mishnah, we would say he's not Neman, because he knows the Barei HaTosmano. Kamash, but on the Mishnah, that since Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei, so after, simple pshat on the Gemara is, after each row is built, it's his man.
So but he will need a... He will need a separate tefiah for each row.
No, he doesn't need a separate tefiah for each one. The guy can pay without a tefiah. The guy's an honest person. So he's saying that I paid, and there's ain't on the baret tokes mano, but a person would pay acher's mano even without a tefiah. You don't need a tefiah to make me pay. I know I have to pay, I pay. So the chiddush of the Mishnah is, that if a person paid before the wall was completed, so the Havamina would be, without the Mishnah, you would say he's not Neman because it's Toksmano, and Eino the Barea Toksmano, Kamashmanon, since Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei, so it's really not Toksmano, it's Akersmano, so he does feel obligated to pay. So therefore he pays, and Mimeda, he's Neman to say he pays. So that seems to be Pashim Shan the Gemara. Correct, the Bach, that's good that he's not in on the first 9 rows. Let's say there are 10 rows. So he comes in and he says, I paid for the wall before the wall was finished. So on the first 9 rows, it's La'acher's man, because he paid before the 10th row was finished. So he paid Acher's man. So very good. So that makes sense. But on the 10th row, the 10th row wasn't completed yet until when it goes completed. So the chiyuv on the 10th row, when he's saying he paid before the wall was finished, the gabi, the 10th row, it was Toksman. So why is he Neman on the 10th row, on the last row? Right, that's the Rishis Bach Kasha, or he said the Torah was bounded by that Kasha. How did the Gemara succeed in answering the Mishnah? The Gemara's Kasha was, the mission doesn't make sense, according to Reish Lakish. He shouldn't be Neman because it's Toksmano. If it's Achazman, it's Pshito. And if it's Toksman, it shouldn't be Neman. Teretz is that the Chiddush is that it's Achazman, because Kol Sava V'Sava Zimnei. But obviously, we're talking about before the wall is built. Because after the wall is built, it's Pashit, Pshito. That's, of course, Achazman. So it must be, he says, he paid before the wall is built. So before the wall is built, on the last row, it's still Toksman, so it shouldn't be Neman. That's his kasha.
Is there any factor from the fact that he did pay for the other rows, Megala on this row? In other words, the mice, he's not somebody who's trying to misarev.
Well, I don't know. That he's assuming that, you know, you pay what you're obligated to pay. You pay to the Achazman. So if you each row, if when I built the nine rows, it's Achazman on the nine rows. So you would pay on the nine rows, but you wouldn't pay on the 10th row because the 10th row is still Toksman.
I'm saying, is he moneying him on all rows or just that last row? That's what we're talking about?
He wasn't money in the beginning. We don't know.
Some of it's due, so that's very considered all due.
On the whole thing, but on the nine rows, you're Naman to say Parati. But the Mishnah says you're Naman on all 10 rows, on everything to say Parati. So the Shaila is, why are you Naman on everything to say Parati? Since you're claiming you paid before the wall was finished, so at least on the last row, you shouldn't be Naman. That's the Bach's kasha. If you look in the Bach, he said, the Iker Akshuye, the Aplamai, the dog covered the shiny heart, the cold stuff covers in the hoop. So, even this is part of called him Shinishim, not Amis, because that has to be the case, because otherwise it's cheetah. But of course, it's part of Tokes Man. So, on the Gabi, the last row, it's Tokes Man.
Are we saying called Yinan?
What are we saying? The Shura Akhraina. What?
I'm saying he's just saying that he paid up. And part of the money happens to be teich, and part of the money's on time. It's just very funny. It was splitting. And say, oh, those pennies, which are l'maisa toch, we're going to take those out of your time.
That's
right. We're taking out that money.
You're not a businessman. I don't know if you are a businessman, but if you're a businessman, ain't on the barea toch mano. So the fact that I have to pay the nine rows, you know, achers mano, but this is toch mano. This I don't pay. Diet Sarah Bishaita.
Right? So what's his teretz? The box teretz doesn't make sense then.
Okay, we'll see.
Hold on a second. What's the box kasha? I don't understand. Pashup shot in the box kasha.
Box kasha is how did the Gemara succeed in answering his question? The Gemara asked the kasha and Reish Lakish, Mimanasha. When is the Mishnah talking about? Did he say he paid after the wall was finished, or he said he paid before the wall was finished? If he says he paid after the wall's finished, it's pshita, because Hamot Mechavev arrived. Enemai, he says he paid before the wall's finished, so it's Tokes Mano, and Eino the Berea Tokes Mano. That's the Gemara's cash on Rish Lakish. Ever the Gemara, he says he paid before the wall's finished, but it's not Tokes Mano, because since there's a principle of Kosava Vesava Zimne, so it's in Lumnis, it's not Tokes Mano, it's Achers Mano. Frankly,
I thought Rebbe said before that the Chiddush is that each row is considered the Zman. That's cool for the Chiddush.
Right. That's right. Now, there's that the Mishnah is teaching you a Chiddush that each row is considered a Zman. And therefore, he's Nemet to say he paid because it's an Achers Man. And a person
can't would we just say Man. But can't we just say that he's saying he paid nine rows after nine?
Because I guess that the Bach feels that's not Mashma. It's Mashma. He says he paid. And he's saying he paid. The Gemara says either he paid Tokes Man. He's saying one claim. He's saying he paid. So he says, okay, I hear. You know, you're saying, why can't you say he claimed that he paid each row after it was finished? Okay, I don't know. But that's
the Bach is not assuming
that. That's
why
he's Neman on the whole thing.
Right. Now, the Pasha Pshat of the Gemara is that he's making one claim that I paid, and he's Neman on everything. Right. No, I mean, he's asking, why can't you say that he's saying, Gufa, I knew called Sava Vesava Zimne, and I paid each row after it was finished. And therefore, I paid the nine rows before the whole wall was finished, and the 10th row I paid after the wall was finished. But okay, but if the Pashut reading in the Mishnah, he says one claim, he paid. It doesn't sound like he's saying I paid 10 different times.
He says, wait, is there a Pashut reading of the Gemara before the Bach?
I don't know. Maybe that you would say like you, maybe that he says I paid 10 different times.
I'm pretty
but
sure
the Bach doesn't
that.
Like that.
How else is there to read the Gemara?
I don't know. So the Bach, that's a Bach's question. We'll see. Bach has an answer.
Okay.
Well, I'm sorry, Rafi, you said something?
No, I'm just saying, I think someone says this pshat, that Rabbi Shapiro's pshat.
Yeah, okay.
Rishon, I think. Right.
So the Bach asks this kasha. So the Bach answers that he says, because of this kasha, the Torah says, Lav davka b'chol shura v'shura, which he explains to me that the Klavi Gemara called shura, and who then told the Gemara shura, that even before the wall, once you start the wall, then it's already considered zmano.
Why? It's postman.
No, so he's saying that once you start the row, when the Gemara says call Saba and Saba Zinda,
say same thing in Havamina. I don't
say doesn't that. Mean when the wall's finished, it means when you start the wall. Right. So that's okay, isn't it? That's what he says. He says the Chiddush, call Saba and Saba Zinda means once the wall started.
But it doesn't make sense. Ain't a dumper tachtas tochsmano finished.
That's not Tosmano. He's saying it's considered Akhavan. Your chiyuv to pay comes when the wall, when you start building the wall, which makes sense because you have to build it together. I mean, it makes a lot of sense.
That's
Rabbi Kivega's question.
Yeah.
Rabbi Kivega was asking on the Gemara's Havamina. Okay, but he's saying he's in the Maskana, since you're mechuyev to build the wall together, so your chiyuv comes when your friend starts to build this row. When he starts to build a row, so you're obligated to get involved and help him, because that's your obligation. So that's called.
Why would he call himself a zimne? He would just say, when you start to build the wall, it's fine.
No, because when you start building the wall, you're only obligated for that one row.
And that's not a chiddush. The fact that when you start building the wall, you have to build.
I mean, the Gemara and the Hamina didn't know that, so that's a little difficult. I don't know.
But you don't have to say kol saf of the saf, but just say at the beginning you paid everything.
No, because
maybe that's not true.
He's saying that that's not true. The Gemara is not saying that the chiyuv starts. The Gemara, in other words. The Gemara, I mean, I don't know if you can blame the Gemara for being truthful. You know, the Gemara, you know, it could be the way he's saying it. The Hamina thought, for some reason, not like Ricky Vager, that the Chiyuv comes when the wall is completed. The Maskana is Mechadesh, that the Chiyuv comes earlier. You have the Chiyuv to build, but it only comes before each row.
According to Rabbi Kivager's grip of Rashi.
I'm obligated more than that.
According to Rabbi Kivager's grip of Rashi, isn't it very weird that he says kodem sheishlamta? He should say at the time, right? What is this whole deal? I did it before. The time is right now. Rabbi Kivager's kasha is the wall falls. Here we go, right now. Isn't it a very strange? Of course, unless you say like me that there was a deal, but that's. But isn't it very strange that Rashi's going kodem sheishlamta? What is he talking about? The time was 6 months ago when the wall fell.
That was Rabbi Kivager's kasha. So it
appears. No, it's not.
And Rabbi Leoina.
No,
Rabbi Leoina asked the kasha.
Did not know that.
Well, Rabbi Kivager's kasha on Rashi is that the time that it's tochzmano, that it's once as soon as the wall falls and it's time to build, that's the time. That's the time. I'm getting involved. The difference between that time and hishlamta, 6 months of building, right? The simple reading called them shishlamta means in the middle. There's a reason Rashi's saying before you finish the wall.
Right. Rashi felt that the chiyuv, Hamina, the Gemara thought that the chiyuv doesn't come until the wall is completed. So the Hamina held that the wall chiyuv doesn't come until the wall is completed. And then the Maskana is Mechadesh, that the Chiyuv comes earlier. But when earlier, it comes called Sava the Savas. But the Chiyuv, after it's completed, but before it's complete, when you start. But it only comes when you start building the wall. So according to the Bitra Kiva Eger, according to the Bach, Gupa, that's Gupa, the Gemara's answer. The Gemara is switching. The Gemara is switching when the Chiyuv comes. Hamina was that the Chiyuv comes at the end. And the Maskana is that the Chiyuv comes in the beginning. The Chiyuv comes in the beginning.
Not all the way. Only at the beginning.
Right,
the
beginning of the Safa.
Kivager's Kasha is still a Kasha.
Kivager's Kasha was, how did the Gemara have such a Havamina and you that the chiyuv comes later, obviously you're obligated to build the wall.
So it's still the kol shafa v'shafa still doesn't answer that. You should have the chiyuv before the beginning of the first shafa on everything.
Well, no, because I'm only have to lay out whatever is necessary, and we only need now money for the first level of bricks. So the but Rekim Eger is a kasha, still a good guy. Like, how did the Gemara such a funny havamina? Didn't the Gemara know that you have to lay out the money for the build the wall? Because you're obligated to help the other person build the wall. But it's at least, according to the Bach, at least it's not as bad, because it's only the havamina shver, but the maskana at least got it right. In other words, simple, if that's for the Bach, the assumption is that the havamina held the chiyuv comes after the whole wall is built, and the maskana says the chiyuv comes after each row is built. So then, Ibn Kivager's kasha is bein on the havamina, bein on the maskana. According to the Bach, okay, the havamina got it wrong, so to speak, which is Rekivager's kasha. How could the Gemara ever have such a strange havamina? But the maskana at least got it right. The maskana says that the chiyuv comes before it's built. You have to build the wall, so there's a chiyuv on you to get involved and to help build the wall.
Isn't my chiyuv on Hezekiah? How could it be in each row? My chiyuv is on Hezekiah. Has nothing to do with helping the other guy. My chiyuv is on Hezekiah. It happens to work out one row at a time.
Hezekiah obligates you to build the wall. And right now, what we need for building the wall is this row. Tomorrow, we're going to get to the next row. They build one row at a time. You can't build the second row until you have the first row. So you can't build the second row now. So you don't have to spend money on the second row. We can't ask you to show out. It's not, they're not up to building that. When they get up to building it, I'll pay for it. Don't worry. I'll give you the money when you're ready to build it. I'll pay. But right, I don't have
saying
to pay
the two different things. Rebbe's saying there's two different things. There's one thing called the chiyuv of Hezekiah, and there's one thing that he can mund me to build each step of the wall. It's two different things.
Hezekiah is what motivates that there's a chiyuv to build the wall, but therefore you can write the chiyuv mamonis is before, when it's relevant, when we need this money for the building of the wall, you pay so the wall shouldn't be delayed. So as long as you pay before this is necessary to build that piece of the wall, you're fine. So your yaitze, your chiyah, b'chol safa v'safa. But according to the Bach, the Gemara is really being mechadesh and called safa v'safa. Gufo, the Rekiv Eger is right, and the Hamina was wrong. And
what are the first row? The first row. Well, according to the Bach, when could you stop paying for the first row?
First row, when you're supposed to build the first row.
But he has to start first. Doesn't he have the first start?
Okay, it seems like he's supposed to start.
I don't know.
Rekiv Eger should be even before you start.
That's what Sandy was asking, I think, no?
Okay, I don't know. I didn't catch that. If he was, I missed it. In other words, the Bach's lashon is the miyach hiskel. So you're asking, why did it have to be hiskel even before hiskel? Okay, I hear. That's a valid point. The Bach only his lashon is the miyach hiskel b'shura. Okay, I don't know. Okay, all right. Let's see if we can. I don't know. I guess it'll be up to the second half of the Bach is where it gets real interesting. But I don't know if we're going to have time. But let's just try and do another 2 minutes and try and get it quickly. What do you think? So the Bach has a kasha that the case of the Mechaber used a lashon vim lachas mat. So the Mechaber's case is that he's tove lachas mat. So the kasha is, if he's telling lachas man, then the person has a migui, because he could have said parati lachas man, and then it'd be neman. So, and instead he's saying parati toks man. So he says he parati earlier. So we know the Gemara has an avoid lo ifshita. If you say parati toks man achas, if it's achas man, and you say parati toks man, so it's a migui b'makom chazaka, and it's a avoid lo ifshita. And therefore, the din is that the muksik wins. So he has a kasha on the lashon of the mechaber. Why does a mechaber have to say the svara of kol shofa v'safa in his case to make it that's considered achazman, even if it will be without that svara, since the mechaber's case is where the person was to tovea him the money achazman after the whole war was completed. So even if without the svara kol shofa v'safa, he'd be in the nurse. Granted, the Gemara needs to go sofa to sofa because otherwise there's no chiddush in the Mishnah. And the case in the Mishnah is when everything's occurring before the wall is completed. But the Mechaber was not talking about the case of the Gemara. The Mechaber is talking about when the guy survey him after the wall is finished. So if the guy survey him after the wall is finished, so you don't need to go sofa to sofa because he has a migui. And even if he says, perhaps he talks man, and a migui makam chazaka, is an abaydino ifshita. So the back says, I just want to read the back's amazing finish and then we'll stop for the day. So the back says that there's two questions on the wall. There's a question on who gets, if you have to pay for the wall, and there's a question, can you use the wall? And the garbage usage of the wall, the person who built the wall is considered the muksik. So if you were only using the svara of amotze mechavera or of araya because of miga b'makam chazakas and abayda ifshita, then you wouldn't be allowed to use the wall. So therefore, we need the svara kosava v'safa zimne to allow you to use the wall. That's there's a box says a chiddush that even though you're muksik on the money, but the person who built it is muksik on the kaiso.
Also, if the wall falls down, the same, like if the wall falls, does he get half?
Okay, yeah, maybe. But he's discussing all the different shape. Can you use the kaiso? She's even more no game, even before the wall falls down. So the back is Parshat Shat. Okay, that's the best. That's a tremendous chiddush. What's tremendous is fair about the back? Anybody quickly offhand? Is that Rashi said, that if it's Bechezka Shinasan, Rashi says, the Gemara says, if it's Akhazman, it's Pshita. Why is it Pshita? Rashi said, because money biyatcha. But according to the Bach, it's not Pshita, because how are you allowed to use the Kaiso? The other person's Muksik and the Kaiso. Right? He Mamish kills the Gemara, the Bach. Okay. I'll go over it again tomorrow. But Pashtas, what? No, not.
Rashi's referring to using the wall.
Well, I mean, the Bach is saying we're using the wall. I mean, if the Bach throws in, if the Bach is saying that we're discussing, also the Torah doesn't mention about using the wall either. But the Bach said that the Torah was concerned about using the wall. So obviously, if the Torah is concerned, then the Mishnah is concerned. Everyone's concerned. So how can the, you know, when it says the Cheskan Shenasan, if you are Nasan, then you can use the wall. So when the Mishnah says the Cheskan Shenasan, it means you're allowed to use the wall. So how can Rashi come along and say that it's Pshita because Manani Biyadcha, the Bach says that the other guy's Muksik on the wall. Right?
Well, are you saying Rashi is the Kash on the Gemara or Kash only on Rashi?
What?
And without Rashi, the Bach fits into the Gemara itself?
Yeah, without Rashi, I don't know. I don't know. Maybe he'll say Pshita like Rashi and on the Mishnah somehow. I don't know. You know, I don't know why that's Pshita. You know, use as far as the Cheskas because there's an Umdana.
It depends if you fail or not.
He was without Rashi and the Gemara, you would have said the Pshita because of what Rashi says on the Mishnah. What?
It depends if you fail or not. It depends if he Tovea and the wall is there or if he Tovea and the wall fell.
Yeah, but even if the wall not the vanas, Cheskas Shenasan means that you're allowed to use the wall. It's as if I pay. We know for sure I pay. So how
can the Mishnah case? But it's not here. But it's not here now.
The other person's Muksik on the wall.
But the wall is not here.
What? Who says it's
not here? The case in the Mishnah that he fell.
What? Who fell?
The wall.
So yeah, it's not Muksik
anymore. But it's not Muksik anymore.
No, the Bach says that on the second wall that was rebuilt, the person who built it is considered the muksik on the wall. Because we know one person actually physically built it. So the Bach said the person who physically